Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here. So I got a little story to tell you. Something happened over the last couple weeks. You know, I was sick and had like a head cold or whatever. So I went to the doctor and the doctor gave me some antibiotics and some ear drops. And so I did the whole course of treatment and I was like, I'm going to get better. Super excited to get better and see how that goes. And you know what? I didn't get better. I ended the course of medications after 10 days and I was like, man, my ear still feels like it's blocked. Like something's up with my ear. So I'm like, so weird. Like I was telling my husband, I'm like, something's wrong. Like you know how when you get water in your ear, when you go to the beach and you just shake your head and you continue to hear it in there. And I'm like, I sound like I'm in a barrel all the time. And I was like making weird jaw things because I'm trying to pop my ear and sometimes I pop and I'm like, oh my God, I can hear. It's fine. And then all of a sudden just it clogs back up. So I like literally gave myself a timeline. I'm like, if it doesn't feel better by Monday, I'm going to go to a specialist. So Monday came around. I called the specialist, an ENT, and I was like, hey, this is kind of what's going on. I'm not sure what's up, but it's really uncomfortable. It's kind of not painful, but just annoying. As somebody who's visually impaired and hearing is my superpower, I am annoyed by this. And she's like, no problem. We'll schedule you. You can come in on Tuesday. Perfect. Come in on Tuesday. Super nice doctor. And they look in my ear and they said, oh, there's something in your ear. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a spider. That's like the first thing I think of. I'm like, oh my God, there's a spider in my ear. But it wasn't, I promise. So the doctor's like, did you stick a Q-tip in your ear? And I'm like, well, I usually don't stick Q-tips in my ear because I know how bad that is. Why? What's up? He's like, did you use some drops? And I was like, yeah. You know, I showed him the drops I use and he's like, wow, that's really weird. And I was like, do tell. He said that the drops that I've been using for 10 days, because that was prescribed, it literally coated my ear as if you did a wax paraffin. If you ever went to a spa and you stuck your hand in that hot wax and you brought it out and hot wax again, it coated my ear with like wax. Yeah. Not ear wax, not like goop wax, like white wax. And I said to the guy, and I'm like, did I not like lean over appropriately and like get it all out? Did I not wash it out right? And he's like, I don't know. So Tuesday, lucky for me, I had spent about 2 hours at the ENT as he surgically sucked, cut, vacuumed, sawed this hard casing, he called it a scab, off my eardrum. Yeah. It was the most disorienting thing ever because, you know, once you start poking on your eardrum, it's those crystals in your head. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get vertigo and all this other stuff. It was the weirdest sensation ever. So, So that happened on Tuesday. He showed me the wax that came off. It was like super thick. And the only way that I can explain it to people is like, if you ever had braces and they give you that wax that goes on your braces so it doesn't rub on your gums, that's what it looked like. Gross, right? So then I had to go to have a hearing test to make sure that my hearing was okay, which it still is. Then I had to have a test to make sure that my eardrum wasn't blown out because he literally sawed and cut it. That was fine. So yeah, it was quite an extravaganza over the last couple of days. And the best part about this whole thing is my eardrum will heal over the next 3 months. So luckily for me, I will still have this amazing sloshing, like echoey sensation for the next 3 months. So moral of the story is, when you have a head cold or something like that, really talk to the doctor and understand your symptoms and really understand what kind of eardrops you're putting in your ear, because that could literally coat your ear and cause more damage in the long run. Yeah, so I need to call my family doctor because my family doctor was on holiday, so I went to an emergency care. I mean, someone I actually knew from my gym who's super nice. And I'm like, do I tell her? Do I not tell her? She's probably going to read it because all these letters got bounced back saying that I had this like ear surgery go on. But so, I need to call up my family doctor and be like, yeah, this kind of happened. These eardrops. I wouldn't say it's an allergy to the eardrop. It's just the way my body handled the chemical compound of it.
So, dear Lord, this is a good old situation that happened with me over the last week. But you know how much I love to share with you guys the good, the bad, the ugly. So I hope you get one thing out of this situation is that sometimes you just need to ask more questions. And I was just more scared and just lost. Like, you never think that you're eardrum is gonna get glued to the inside of your ear. It's just kind of weird, right? So it was really nice today because I actually called the ENT office up and I was like, hey, I have some follow-up questions, and they answered all the questions for me today. So, you know, sometimes when we don't think of all the questions right away because you're in the midst of trauma, that's okay. Take a breather, write down your questions, and ask them the next day. So if you learned anything from this podcast today, be your own advocate for your health. And I tell my clients that all the time because no one else is going to step into your power to help you other than you. No one understands your body more than you. Be your own advocate. So on that note, wish me luck for the next 3 months. I hope it's sooner than that because in 3 months I have to fly in an airplane and I don't want my eardrum to blow up. So, all right, everybody, I love you all so big, and I'll talk to you next week. Mwah. Take care. Bye.